Shakalaka, we have a new NBA Finals champion in the Denver Nuggets with MVP Nikola Jokic. Joker leading the Denver Nuggets in their first ever NBA title run in over 45 years. First one in organization history. And it was a very interesting, a very compelling NBA Finals. And we're here to break some of it down on the Sports Cubicle with the Marvelous One, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shivari, and myself, Mike Mercado. It is a gold rush of an episode as the Vegas Knights have been crowned Lord Stanley Cup for an entire year, and now the Denver Nuggets are going to have themselves some gold in the Larry O'Brien Trophy. Joker with the MVP, Jamal Murray, a huge series. You know, you had Michael Porter, and you had Aaron Gordon, and you had Brown, and it was a great ensemble win for Michael Malone's and Stan Kroenke's. Who would have thought, huh? His another one of his title after the LA Rams, the Colorado Avalanche, and now you have the Denver Nuggets winning a championship. But a crazy run that haven't for this team. So, Dev, before we go into some Bulls conversation, how it impacts us locally, your thoughts of this series? You know, the Miami Heat from an 8th seed, this close to being eliminated by the Chicago Bulls in the second play-in game, and they went on this run, played great defense. Jimmy Butler became Himmy Butler, but a gentleman sweep happened. The Denver Nuggets won it in 5 games. So what did you think about this entire series?
Why'd you have to open up that wound about the Bulls losing to the Heat, man? Why'd you have to do that, Mercado?
I apologize.
I had blocked that out of my mind, literally, and now it's back there. I'm like, that's right, that did happen. But I must say, this was a very... It was an entertaining finals championship. It was very much to the point where it's like, I remember especially the final game. It was like, all right, it's like first quarter, Nuggets got this. Second quarter, oh man, the Heat's blowing them out. Now, it literally came, they won by 3 points, Mercado? It was in like a nail biter at the very end there.
5 points.
It was five points.
And it was back and forth, and there were some crazy moments like that Jimmy Butler 3-point play that went into review where the he kick his leg out, that they give him space to land. Like you were saying, it was close to the very end.
Yeah, literally, the final minute, I think there was a 1-point difference. I mean, it was at the point where it's like, I'm on the edge of the seat here. I'm going to fall this dang couch here. And it definitely was nice to see because, the Heat, even though it's kind of moved on from their days of the controversial team, they're kind of like the 90s Bulls where it's like people don't want to see them win another one, or the early 2000s Lakers are like, no, we don't want to see that. And, again, the Nuggets, it's the first time they've won it in their championship. And this is this reminds me of, 2019 when it was the Raptors and the Blues? They each won their first back-to-back in the same year. So definitely. And it leads me to the question of, is this leading to a next, I don't know if I want to say dynasty or just great team in the Nuggets?
That's a really good point of we can have the conversation. Jokic is the best player on the planet.
Absolutely.
My favorite player is Giannis. And I think there are some wonderful players in the NBA. But nobody changes the game the way Joker does, especially on that position. Especially at that position. When you think about how Steph changed the game. He changed the game where he allowed the offense to be stretched. He allowed smaller guys to be able to beat a defense by not having to go into the teeth of the defense. He also showed us how constant dribbling, moving around the court, and tiring out your opponent, how important it is. But what we saw from Joker of a guy that can't jump, but makes every correct play, has the passing of Joe Montana and Tom Brady. You think about some of the athletes that he plays with, like Aaron Gordon and a Michael Porter. And yet this guy, a slow game for him is, they thought they had this guy on foul trouble. He ended up with triple-doubles. He ended up with 30 and 20. And that was a slow night. And my favorite part about Joker is how he's just so blasé about the entire thing. I'm done. I'm glad the season's over. I just want to go home. The entire package is just really fun. And this is a team that all their contracts are there together. This is a team that they've been through ups and downs. They've been eliminated in the first round. They've been eliminated in the conference finals. They have gone through it all. And I think they have all the weaponry that it takes to win in this league where they can kill you on the inside and then they will shoot daggers all day. And even in a slow, horrible game 5, that was not a pretty game.
No.
It was a close game. It was a competitive game. But that idea is that they just drop a few shots. They're really hard to beat. Who in the NBA in a stack West looks like they could beat them? I don't know. There was a reason why they were the number one seed. Are they the favorites going into next year? Probably. But it is such a competitive league. And now we're seeing how the international player has changed everything. How from MVPs of Giannis and Embiid and Joker to winning these consecutively to where we're at, what's going to happen with Doncic, with Wemby coming into the league. So there's a lot of interesting ball to be had, but the fact that Joker and his Denver Nuggets are head and shoulders, the kings of the NBA right now, it's pretty impressive. So I think the window's open for a dynasty for them.
Oh, absolutely, here, and we're definitely seeing it there. But as you know, when you say the best player on the planet, you know, it's kind of hard. We got Michael Jordan over here, and we're going to ignore that for a little bit, right? We're going to pretend we're not from
right
Chicago.
Now, because right now, Michael Jordan's not beating anybody, but all time, Joker went from not being on the top 75 list to being in the top 25.
Hey, Michael Jordan, Chicago, shut your dang mouth. Look, that's the argument I'm just going to make.
How many Ditkas would beats a tornado? 89 Ditkas. Well, this depends on how many Ditkas and what the size of them are. Bears.
It's going to be interesting to see because the Nuggets are a team that, you know, when you think of the great teams in the NBA, I mean, the Nuggets are, for the past few years, I should, they're not the team that really came to most people's mind here, you know? Definitely kind of in the Colorado market sort of thing. You know, it's, as we all know, if you're not in the, I don't want to say big city, I guess, you know, you're automatically like the Yankees can be terrible and everyone's going to still know who the heck they are here. And it's definitely a nice sign for a guy like Joker here because it's easy to say Joker. Try saying Djokovic 10 times fast.
Yeah. Nikola Jokic, yeah. Compared to Jovovich and our favorite.
See, I'm messing up already. Yeah. That's why I just call him Joker at the time. But it's definitely nice to see a guy who, with a name like Joker, you think he wouldn't be as chill as he is there. But definitely, he's a great ball player. He learns to adapt to his injuries. And the thing I like about him is he definitely gives me role model vibes because we all know in professional sports, pro athletes, they're not always the best people there. So I think he is kind of like the perfect for the, you know, potential poster boy for the NBA, especially as you're bringing up with guys like Giannis in the international market here. And that's definitely where the NBA is going because we all know that the NBA is huge in countries that aren't America.
And a lot of that has to do with Michael Jordan.
There you go.
And that dream team and those Bulls and Magic and Bird. But I think for the Bulls, what you see from these two teams is you have to have, and I hate using the word culture, you have to have a culture, you have to have patience, you have to have scouting, you have to have development. I have not seen that from this regime of this Bulls team. I saw that when it was John Paxson in his heyday as the leader of the front office. I have not seen that yet from Arturis Karnišovas and from Mark Eversley. It takes patience and it takes having a game plan. It takes having your team being built around the proper superstar and knowing the best qualities of that superstar and how do you cover his deficiencies and how do you accentuate what he does great. You have to have a coach that can do that. You have to have a front office that can do that. You have to have an owner that's willing to do things or to take risks, and those risks be smart ones, calculated ones. The Bulls are in a tough spot right now. They do have talent. They have to be creative and find their way. They did have the team that went into the conference finals, got to the NBA finals, and just ran into a buzzsaw. They had them on the ropes. So it's not like you don't have good players. You just don't have a unicorn like the Milwaukee Bucks did with Giannis, and like the Nuggets do with Joker. But I think this is great for a lot of teams that, opposed to firing your Monty Williamses and your Nick Nurses and, you know, your Coach Buds from Milwaukee, guys who have won titles and Coach of the Years, you stick it out. You make sure your team goes through the ebbs and flows and that you're healthy. Think about how different this team was with a healthy Jamal Murray. That is the things that work, and I'm going to give the Bulls until after the draft. I'm not going to bury them right now because I'm preaching patience. If they find their way into the third pick with Portland, cool. Now we're talking. They're doing something. But I think this title represents a lot. It represents a center who assists like a point guard, doing things we've never seen before. It's all-encompassing where a lot of things have to go right for you, but I think it's a great finals and a great example and a great champion. And I thought I had a lot of fun watching this NBA finals, but do you have any final thoughts?
Yes, Jerry, sell the team. I know a guy, he owns a lot of sporting teams. He might be able to help turn the White Sox and the Chicago Bulls around here. I think that's all I can really say as my closing thoughts, as you just brought, you know, what this team was. And it definitely makes me wonder if the Bulls could have beaten the Heat in that playoff game. Could they have, you know, been losing the championship this week?
Only the Bulls, only the Bulls, only the one and only Chicago Bulls. Follow us on Twitter at SportsCubicleTV. We're on YouTube at The Sports Cubicle. Everywhere else at Sports From The Couch. Check out the SoundCloud at WCPT820. We're on Sheets and Giggles. Feel good this summer when the air conditioning is blowing. Make sure your skin feels good when you're sleeping. Sheets and Giggles. Use the promo code The Sports Cubicle, Sports From The Couch, for 15% off your next purchase. And check us out at Kickstarter. Thank you all for supporting us over at Lucha Dog. That's Kickstarter, Lucha Dog. For the Marvelous One, Dan Marver. For Devin Tingle. For Paul Shivari. I'm Mike Mercado.